Thank you for calling Dan Solid Services. How can I help you?
Hi, is Howard there?
No, he's out of the office. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there someone else there, like an office manager, CFO, that helps him with the business finances? I'm calling about some financing he did with Bank of the Ozarks.
Okay. Yeah, let me let you talk to Mikkel.
Mikkel? Olivia?
Okay.
Mikkel?
Yes, Mikkel.
Perfect. And is the best email still the contact@dansolid.com?
Yes, that's our new one.
Okay, cool.
And who are you with? I'm sorry.
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. All right, hold on just a minute for me.
Thank you. Hi, Mikkel.
This is Blake, actually.
Oh, hi, Blake. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer a bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And it looks like the offer was based on some financing you guys did with Bank of the Ozarks back in 2013. Does that ring a bell?
It does not, but... Dan, the owner,
mm-hmm.
has retired, and
yeah, we have Howard. Howard Williams is on our file.
That is Dan, so he doesn't go by.
Oh, that is Dan.
Yeah, H. Dan Williams, Howard Daniel.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Are you the new owner?
Partially.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, so you're like one of the part owners now.
Correct.
Awesome. Well, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250K. So I don't know if you need anything in the if you have anything coming up in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
We're actually in really good shape. So
we're in good shape.
Yeah, we don't need any financing on any projects at the moment. And we have if we needed it, we have a line of credit for well over that at Chase.
Okay. So you guys are currently banking with Chase. How long have you guys worked with them?
15 years.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. What has your experience been like?
It's been decent. So
decent.
They definitely worked with us, so we're happy with them.
Nice. Do they satisfy like all of your business needs and wants?
Oh yeah. We're in good shape. So I appreciate the call, but I don't think we're interested at this time. So
okay. Is there like a specific time of year you guys evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
It's roughly based, in January we do assess that, but it depends mainly on when we receive contracts for big projects, and we start to maybe look over what needs to be adjusted to make everything work.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you guys like bid on projects, or does it like all?
Most of what we do is commercial work, and we bid on it.
Okay, so it's commercial.
When we're awarded contracts, that's when we make those decisions.
Okay, so then it kind of is all just depending on what the contract is and then whether or not you have the proper resources and capital in place and equipment to complete the project.
Correct.
Have you, like, ever run into, like, in the last year or so, like, a time where you didn't have enough, like, capital or resources, materials, things like that?
Nope.
Okay,
we are a healthy business, and we try and make smart decisions.
Good, good. It sounds like business is going pretty good there then. Are you guys growing at all?
We are growing. We have been growing for the last couple of years, but, you know, our area has been flood affected. I don't know if you realize that. Yeah. So we're actually turning work down because we can't perform on you know, the 75,000 homes that were flooded.
When did that happen? Just recently or the big one?
Just 6 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
It was all over the news, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys are in Louisiana, right?
That's correct. So in Livingston Parish, there were 45,000 homes that took on water. In Central, there were 30,000 homes that took on water. And there's another 30,000 homes that took on water in Ascension Parish. And that's just in our immediate area.
Uh-huh. And then so with all of these, with the flood damage, do the countertops get affected?
We have torn out a lot, or removed a lot of countertops, but everybody's cabinets are damaged. So everybody needs countertops.
Okay, so you guys do the cabinets and counters?
We just do countertops, actually.
Oh,
we just do stone
countertops.
And Corian. But 80% of our work is commercial, so we're just taking on very little of this work. So.
Okay. So then, did a lot of the commercial buildings obviously got affected as well, right?
Some of them we did. There are jobs that we are redoing. So.
Okay, and so when you guys redo it, like if it was originally done by you, do they like is it covered under like their insurance, like water damage, or do?
I have no idea who covers it. All I know is that they send us a contract and say, because there's a job as a distributing company, and we did. Probably $15,000 worth of countertops in this building about 9 or 8, 10 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And the contractor sent us a contract and said, hey, we need all new countertops exactly like we did 9 months ago.
Oh, my gosh.
So they hired a company from Texas to come in, and when they tore out the building, they just tore everything out and threw it in the dumpster. So
oh
there was
my
nothing
God.
Wrong
they
with
weren't
the counter.
Supposed to tear those out?
And somebody didn't realize it, but they could just be washed off and you could use them again. You know, there's nothing wrong with them. They were Corian counters.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I wonder if anyone, like, found that and was like, score.
I hope so.
I got myself some expensive.
It'd be nice to see them recycled. But,
yeah, definitely. How long have you guys been in the industry for?
We have the former owner, who's still invested, but he's semi-retired. He started doing Corian countertops in 1978.
And, oh, wow. Okay,
I've been here since 1993. So.
Oh, you must really like it.
Yeah, it's a job.
They all are, right? Do you guys,
yeah.
So how do you guys get new business? Is it all like to do marketing, like media, print, digital, or is it just strictly the bidding?
Just relationships with people.
Oh, okay.
We do high quality work, we perform. We don't have a whole lot of competition, and people just send us requests to bid, and that's how we just build good relationships with people, and there's a demand for what we do. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are you guys ever going to, like, update your website?
Yeah, Todd is working on it. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I tried to get on, and all I found was the Facebook page.
Yeah. The thing is, like I said, 80% of our work is commercial. And if you look on our Facebook page, you'll see, like, the pictures of jobs are commercial jobs.
Mm, yeah.
So, our estimator is slowly updating the web page, but it's not a priority for us because, you know, it's not an investment in future work. So.
Yeah, it's like not that many people will find you based on the website. But, I mean, it would be nice to, like, showcase, like, a gallery, right? I mean, the Facebook
yes.
has a little bit.
And we when we're not so slammed, we are focusing on that, but we haven't focused on it lately. But
okay. So if you guys had, like, additional capital to, like, invest in, you know, your website and your online presence, would you be daring enough to try that?
We don't really need the capital. The capital isn't the issue there.
it's just the time.
It's because we don't want to use somebody else to build it because we're capable of building it ourselves. We just don't have the time to do it.
Yeah, but that's good too, because then you guys will know how to update things and you're not relying on someone else, because that can get pretty pricey.
This is true. But appreciate it, and if you need anything in the future, we'll give you a call.
Yeah, and is the best email address the contact at dansolid.com, or is there a direct one for you?
That is the one to use. That would be perfect.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll go ahead and send you an email here, and then if something comes up, if you guys if you do want to hire someone to do your website, or if you guys just find that maybe you guys don't have the capital to complete a project when you get your next bid, let me know, and I can definitely help you out. And I'll definitely just send you some information about our working capital and equipment finance, and then our application just in case, so you have it on hand.
Sure thing. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Blake. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.